You're listening to another episode of Fan Wanking, brought to you by Wua.com and Lucas Network. Episode 5, with your hosts, Jim Danino, Dave Weinbrecht, and Billy Curry. Enjoy the show.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my fingers upon you.
Going with you guys?
Nothing. Quiet week.
Yeah.
You know, nothing big coming up.
Nothing big.
Nothing this weekend at all.
No.
I can't think of anything.
No. Especially on the East Coast, nothing really major.
Nope.
Kind of quiet weekend.
Yeah, the New York area is just totally dead this weekend.
You guys gonna relax?
Quiet.
Relax this weekend? Just chill out, hang out? Yeah.
A quiet weekend at home, working on my fantastic Mr. Fox costume.
Nice. So, you guys ready for this thing or what? Comic-Con 2012, New York City?
I'm really hopeful that I'm getting the con plague out of the way early this year.
Yeah. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was going to say, yeah, usually the nerd flu, as they call it, like all the creators on Twitter call it the nerd flu once it's over. Usually that hits. I skipped it last year somehow, 4 days worth. I did not catch anything. Which means I'm getting, but 2 years ago, like I couldn't go on Sunday because I was so sick, which means this year I'm going to get smashed with it probably.
So you know what the trick is like you get, like I always get it real bad if I spend a lot of time drinking. I don't know if the two are necessarily connected, if there's not necessarily a causal relationship between me staying out until 6 o'clock in the morning drinking and shouting about Thor. But, you know, I'm thinking it's a possibility. Maybe my body runs itself down.
I'm usually so tired by like 5 in the afternoon that.
Yeah. It's like, it's the show ends at what time technically? 5, 6 o'clock?
Oh, like 9
panels.
What's that?
Yeah, there's panels and screenings going all night.
So they go on all night. Okay, so it's not like a typical trade show time frame.
No.
Okay.
No,
so
I mean, the floor
like
closes
10
at like
6:30.
The floor closes at 6:30.
Yeah, but there's panels and screenings and shit downstairs.
Right, okay.
And then the other problem, I guess, if you want to call it a problem, is with like everybody having their offices in New York, everybody has their parties too.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, darn, I get to go hang out with comic creators all night. That's rough.
Yeah, I've been privy to some of that, and I always feel like the, like, sheltered old man when I'm like, I'm going to sleep. Like, you guys mingle. I'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, have you been to any of these parties before, Jim? Did you go last year?
The first year, I managed to sneak into the Marvel party.
Where was that at? Where do they have that?
I don't even remember. It was small because they still didn't know, like they had no idea what to expect from the con in New York. Okay. So it was a kind of an out of the way place.
Okay.
And it was cool.
Yeah, Marvel's right in the city, so right.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
most of DC is too.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
yeah,
still
it's
have. They, I mean, they. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Because so mine is a completely different point.
Because they moved some of their offices out to San Diego.
So what's the big question is, how do we get into these parties this year?
Shit, we gotta suck up to people.
Okay.
I don't know if I can turn it on that hard.
Maybe we can get Giancarlo to do something, because, you know, maybe he'll...
That is probably our path.
He would be the best bet for anyone to get into anywhere, as he knows everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to say, the Comic-Con went from the strange thing, like, will this work in New York, to, oh, it's going to sell out, like, you know, by Saturday it'll sell out, I guess, to, oh, wow, look at that, it sold out the day of, to, oh, finally it sold out, like, the week before.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's starting to get more play.
People who had to get tickets, people who missed the mark, they have to go pick up their tickets there, and I heard that's, like, hell when you
have to wait on line. I mean, because you're waiting on two lines at that point. You're waiting on a line to get your ticket, and then you get ushered back to the end of the line to get into the show.
Ugh, that's horrible.
You're better off going at noon at that point.
Yeah, but do the I mean, Thursday is probably going to be crazy, but does it, what would be considered like the slow day, like a Friday?
Thursday.
Thursday is the slow day.
Even though it's the first day, technically? Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Because it's half a day.
It's the preview day.
It's a half day. It's for, like, VIP, four-day ticket holders, press, and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's about a third of the crowd will be there.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that starts at 3 o'clock? Or is that, it's around 3 o'clock, right? Is that when it starts, I thought?
No, there's panels and stuff earlier.
Okay. Well, there's
panels and stuff that start at, like, 1.
There's retailer stuff, though, usually. That's the early stuff.
Okay. Nice. We'll have to schedule what time we go in. Nice.
Bill, I'm going to do, like, a hosting question thing. So I heard you finally came out from under the rock and saw the Avengers.
I knew this was coming. I did.
Wait,
see the...
What?
I watched the Avengers, I guess, what, 2 weeks now? 2 weeks ago? Whenever it came out on video. I watched it. I finally got to see it.
Yeah, you saw it on beta?
It came out on the internet in March.
Oh, did it?
Or in May, when it came out in theaters. You could have probably just stolen it if you didn't find time.
Now Billy waited for a Betamax copy.
I'm all about beta. I passed beta. I'm on video, a VHS now. Come on.
All right.
I mean, I'm trying to catch up with everybody here, so... I still call things video. I'm sorry. I'm not like, you know.
On home movie.
I mean, I listen to all my
when
music.
When it premieres on Homebox in 6 months.
I still have a tape deck. I listen to all of my stuff on a tape deck. Come on, guys.
He's gone changing the cable channels with the thing with the switches and the buttons.
My remote control has a wire connected to it. Come on.
The little dial color. Color TV is so colorful, you guys.
I just got this
really
cool,
pops.
I just got this cool thing that makes popcorn in a mic. It's this thing called a microwave, and it's like awesome, dude.
It shoots beams of radiation inside the food.
And you're not supposed to.
They
put
say you can make chicken.
Really? And you're supposed to. You're not supposed to put a cat in it. And something happened. I don't know.
I'm told. We should try that.
Oh God. They'll have what's the big animal? They'll be after us.
Remember Maniac Cop when one of the like things was to put the hamster in the microwave?
Yes. You can't get away with that kind of stuff anymore these days. You know,
one of the greatest, I would say one of the greatest Nintendo games of all time, Maniac Mansion.
Loved it. I didn't have it for Nintendo. I had it for. My PC, I think. I knew I had it for, like, must have been the PC I had it for. It wasn't for Nintendo I had it. So I had it, like, probably prior to it coming out of Nintendo, I think. All right. But I'm not sure. But I loved that game. What was the other? So Monkey Island was the other game, right?
They had. Yeah, but wasn't there a sequel to Maniac Mansion?
I don't know. Maybe.
Could have sworn there was.
The guys that did those games, I know...
Well, that was all the LucasArts games.
Yeah, it was LucasArts, but there was another developer that was involved, and I think they're coming out with a new game now, after all these years, and I forgot, I don't even remember what it's called, but supposedly it's kind of like along those same lines.
Well, unless I'm clicking on, like, you know, touch hamster or take hamster, I don't want to play it.
Yeah, if I can't touch a hamster... I'm not into it.
You know, take hamster, open door, like stuff like that. Get key.
Insert paper towel tube.
Yeah.
Insert hamster now. And
insert hamster into microwave. Are you sure? Yes.
First, you have to put the.
Don't argue with me, robot.
Freeze hamster first. Now insert through toilet paper tube. No. Okay.
Oh, that game was the best.
It was fun.
Friend ill.
So what else is going on? I did see the Avengers, so I'm very happy about that. I enjoyed it a lot. I think I wish I did see it in the theater. I just didn't get the chance to do that. And but I did enjoy it. I liked. I watched it a few times, so I I'm into it. So I
thought it was Ruffalo totally steals the show. And
yep, Hulk was like one of my favorite parts. He didn't seem like he got a lot of screen time. It seemed like when he was in the Hulk form, but it was good. I loved it. It gave me a new perspective on the Captain America character. I didn't really care for him too much, to be honest. I know that you liked him a lot in the movie, but Dave, but I liked him a lot more in The Avengers. So it was pretty cool. And what else?
I think they did a great job of justifying everybody's presence there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They gave everybody, like, it was, you know, I thought, like, Iron Man stole, you know, he stole the show a lot. And Captain America really brought it. I thought it really changed my feeling about his character and the guy who plays him.
Chris Evans is great, though, but he was great. And he was, like, the only watchable part of the Fantastic Four movie.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he was great in 5 minutes as Lucas Lee as well.
Yep. And Push was good.
Yep.
He was good in The Losers.
Yeah.
He's good.
Man, has he ever been in a non-comic book film?
Maybe. I don't know. Why would I see that? Who watches those movies?
I got Prometheus and E.T. today, so.
Oh, you got it today?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Did you see the Blu-ray crap on Prometheus?
No, but that's why I got it. There's the super ridiculous edition.
There's something in, like, the extra notes tying Prometheus to Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Really?
They take place in the same universe.
Well, I have Blade Runner on VHS, so if you guys ever want to come over one day, we can check it out.
Sweet. Totally.
I'm waiting for...
popping into your VCR, rewind it all the way back to the beginning, because you know you never rewind it when you're finished watching it.
No, I know.
So, you know, that'll give us enough time to make popcorn in your microwave oven.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Do you have the microwave popcorn, or do we have to put the popping corn into a glass bowl?
I tried to stick it. I tried to stick the Jiffy Pop thing in there. It doesn't work in the microwave.
Your microwave
blows up.
Yeah, it starts sparking on me. I'm like, what? I don't get it. Why is this doing this?
I was gonna say I'm only coming if there's Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy Cat. I love Jiffy Cat. It's so good.
Man, like yeah. It'll be like Scream. We'll just let it burn on the stove.
Picking hair the next morning off the microwave.
I didn't even say Jiffy Cat. That's even the funnier part.
I know.
No, but anyway, I was one of like a handful of people that actually really liked Prometheus.
Yo también. Me also.
I was going to say, I think that means me too.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know why I went Spanish there.
I didn't see.
No, I really liked it. My brother liked it. I liked it. So that was. And now Jim liked it. So I mentioned me twice, but.
Now we're five.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like I thought it was really interesting how the guy, the same guy, just made Alien again. Only he was older, closer to death, and therefore more terrified of dying, and also of penises.
Well, that was. Because there was always that. Kind of element to Alien, you know?
Yeah. This one made it a lot more explicit, though.
Because they can now, I guess.
Yeah. I guess. Maybe he thought he was being cute when he had the giant penis thing blowjob a guy to death. But, like, that happened, and that wouldn't have happened in 1979. So, yeah, I guess movies are more permissive.
That was like the biggest kind of craziness since Nightmare on Elm Street 2, I figure.
Yeah, it like, I couldn't believe, like, I make fun of it a lot, but I really, really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was unbelievably bleak and nihilistic for a summer blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, like, that was the biggest feat of this movie, to make such an unrelentingly depressing movie that was also, like, a big-budget science fiction movie.
Now, well, I also liked, too, like, I thought the way to see that was IMAX. IMAX 3D for that one, because, like, it's a huge movie, you know?
Yeah, my only beef with the 3D is that the movie was awfully gray for a 3D picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the color palette, not necessarily in the depression.
Sure. Yeah, it was very blue and very gray.
Yeah.
Does it?
So I don't know if that shows up well in the 3D, which makes it, like, what, 15% darker?
Well, here's the thing. It wasn't, well, but yeah, but it was also a huge screen.
Yeah, that's true.
It was, it not, no 3D in it was like, look, it's a tree, you know, and then you get a tree limb stuck in your face. It was all depth of field, like Avatar.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It wasn't like it was distracting or tough to see. It just was there.
Yeah.
Which is why I like the 3D in it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I do like my horror movie, you know, and now look at this knife, 3D. Like, that's cool, too, in when used correctly. But I really like what some of the movies have done with the depth of field 3D.
Yeah, that's the place where the 3D technology really, I feel like, really proves its value.
That and Jackass 3D.
Which was a cinematic masterpiece.
Unreal. Like, it was awesome.
What was the other 3D movie that came out? Oh, it was horrible. It was recently.
There's a lot.
No, it was like a cheesy horror. It was Piranha 3D. That's it.
Oh, but it can't be, like, here's the thing with Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
It's bad on purpose.
Oh, it's supposed to be campy.
It knows. Yeah. It's like, it knows you're going in to go see the over-the-top, insane, like, none of this is going to make any sense. It's all just garbage.
Oh, yeah. It's just
on purpose.
You know, people will see, you know.
And it worked on every level in that regard. They were like, let's see how batshit insane we can make this movie. And supposedly the sequel is just that times 10. So.
Do they really have a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Piranha 3 Double D.
Do those movies really make money? I mean, is it financially? I guess they did. If they're making a sequel, right?
Yeah, they make money because they cost nothing to produce.
Yeah.
And the same, and I'm one of them. The same, like, you know, say 2 million horror movie fans are gonna go watch it.
Yeah.
Or rent it, or see it somehow.
Right. It'll make money somehow. Yep. Nice.
Yep.
And, cool. So, we're coming upon a Comic-Con this weekend, and, we are, you know, we're getting ready for that. And, we kind of noticed something. Well, Dave, you picked up on it a day or so ago that, Comic-Con, they're already planning on, getting ready for Comic-Con San Diego this summer.
Yeah.
So yep. I'm really looking forward to that. What's your outlook for that?
Lots of famous people will most likely be there.
Yeah.
Because they all live on that coast.
Yep.
I know. That's good. We'll definitely, you know, have to...
Oh.
Things about movies will definitely be shown.
And there won't be one comic book...
Mentioned the entire week, referenced
the whole time.
Unless it is in a film. I think this year was the first time I was like, wow, there's actually comic book stories coming out. They've announced things.
What is that? Have you ever been to that? Or have any of you guys ever been to San Diego for that?
No. I'm starting to get a little bit much with the crowds at New York, so I could imagine how quickly it would take me to flip out at San Diego.
What's the main, other than the, you know, San Diego, obviously it's the original one, it's San Diego, it's huge, it's massive. Other than that, I mean, is it kind of, in other ways, how is it different? Or is it like just on a bigger, New York's just on a smaller scale, but kind of the same kind of deal? What is it like?
San Diego's a lot more movies.
Yeah.
I feel like San Diego's movies, New York is TV, and then like there's a bunch of other cons that are more comic book focused.
Okay.
Well, New York's very comic book focused for the same reason we talked about before. It's here.
Right.
Marvel and DC are based out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a lot of TV out here.
Yeah.
Like, I looked at a list the other day, too. There's way more video game companies based in New York and Boston than I ever thought.
Yeah, oh, yeah. There's a ton. I mean, the East Coast companies are huge here. I mean, you know,
right.
You got Rockstar right in the city, and you got...
Yep.
I don't even know. I can't think of...
What's the BioShock people are Boston. Harmonix is Boston.
A lot of Boston. There's a lot of big video game, a lot of indie video game companies in Boston too.
Yeah.
So, yep. Does Comic-Con San Diego focus on video games also? I mean, like New York does, but do they do it? Do they show it there?
They too? Have a presence, and there was definitely like I can definitely remember news about the DC fighting game, the DC. Mortal Kombat knockoff that they're coming out with.
Okay.
I remember that the first wave of big news was from San Diego.
Okay.
So there's definitely a presence, but like the news you hear coming out of San Diego is all movie based. It's all movies.
I guess because E3 is right around that time. You got all these other big trade show, big conventions going on around that time. You
know, E3, they save everything for E3 in Tokyo at that point.
Yep. Because E3 solely all video games, pretty much.
And then this is like the last gasp. New York's the last like kind of blow before the holidays,
right? Yeah. So this is their chance. Like last year, they had Assassin's Creed. They had a big multiplayer setup for Assassin's Creed. They had the Halo remake. They had
that Resident Evil.
The Raccoon City, Operation Raccoon City. They had Asura's Wrath, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom, the first build of Street Fighter X Tekken was there.
Okay, that's cool.
So, you usually see stuff that's coming real soon or stuff that's not coming for a while.
Yeah, that was actually the first Fall of Cybertron poster I saw, too.
Okay, cool. So they have a whole area just... It's like a video game area? Or are they kind of like...
Well, no, like everybody gets their booth. Like last year the Capcom booth was right... The Capcom booth and the Microsoft booths were, I think, right next to Marvel.
Yeah, it was in the same room as Marvel. Marvel was about halfway down the hall. And that was also where all the autograph people and some of the indie and podcast people were. So that was a hot mess.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, we're going to be doing our... We're going to be videoing and doing some audio on the floor. So...
Nice.
So we're going to do that. We're also going to just do live updates. Like we were talking about earlier, Jim. We're just going to do like Twitter updates throughout the day if the internet connection allows us to do these things, so hopefully it does.
Well, I'll text the tweets if I have to. If that's what it takes to get my fat Skeletor stalking to the audience that it rightfully deserves.
Yep. And cool, nice. What else is going on, guys? Have you seen any movies lately? Anything on video? Anything that's interesting or worth talking about?
Literally nothing.
How about the Avengers? Have you guys seen the Avengers? It's really good.
Really not good. Yet. I heard it just came out on home video, on cassette.
It just came out on cassette, on home video.
I saw it in one of those big video store boxes.
That's great.
One of those big old plastic clamshell boxes.
Be kind, rewind. Come on, let's do it. Blockbuster. When I went to Blockbuster a few days ago, and... they're out of it, so was really disappointed.
Damn it.
My favorite thing back in the day was like when I was finally allowed to rent horror movies, I would rent it based on the size of the box, because it had to be a gnarlier movie if the box was huge.
Yeah.
Or oddly shaped.
Yeah. Like, it was like, oh, Creepshow's in a huge box. It's got to be awesome.
Got to be awesome, yeah.
You can feel Freddy Krueger's claws on the front of the box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, there is, you know, or like if the box lit up or something stupid like that, like that was, or it had like a lenticular little kind of freaky thing on it, that was like, oh, cool, this is the movie I need to rent.
Yeah. I miss video stores.
I do not.
You don't? Really?
Nope.
I miss the old, like, I don't know, I just missed having them around, you know? I don't know.
Renting VHSs and Nintendo games?
What's that?
Renting VHSs and Nintendo games.
Yeah. That's good.
You know what? I actually do, I do miss the renting games.
Yeah.
But because Gamefly will never cut it for me.
I tried it two or three times in my lifetime, Gamefly. Every time, I just tried it recently again, and I don't know. I mean, I wish there was another option out there that, and just
I don't play things quick enough.
The thing is, it's not worth it. Yeah. You know, like I was trying to figure it out. Like, for you get the 30-day free membership, right, with Gamefly.
Yeah. Now.
But logically, you're lucky if you get two games within play two full games within 30 days or at all, because it takes about 3-4 days to get you the game, another 3 days for you to, or at least 5 days to actually play it or get some understanding about it, and then you got to ship it back to them, and it takes another 3-4 days.
Dude, I'm lucky if I play a game in 30 weeks, like 30 days, my goodness.
I mean,
I'm a completion whore too. Like, I've been playing Dead Island for at least a month,
mm-hmm. I'm only
80% through with it. According to the menu, I'm only 80% done with the story.
They charge way too much for it. It's like, what is it, $15-16 a month for it? And I mean, I think if it was a better price, that's only one game at a time. Out.
$15 a month for it?
Is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Insane. I mean, it's
that's a ridiculous amount of money.
And what if you
play? I'd rather just buy a game.
You might as well just buy it. You might as well just buy it. I mean, there's other, like, you could do a lot of, there's other companies out there, like OnLive, where you can stream games and stuff like that. But they don't
streaming is one thing. If there's no physical media to be delivered, then I wouldn't mind paying for a subscription service.
That's
like
cool.
That.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I wish Netflix would do something like that.
They were going to try, but they can't even do the videos right.
There's got to be something with licensing these games. Because you don't see a lot of, like, the OnLive has certain games and certain, like, companies that developers are on there. You don't see, like, all the developers on there. So there must be some licensing. Obviously, there's licensing out there. But it's... Netflix would be, if anybody would have done this, Netflix would be doing it.
Netflix has the infrastructure in place to start doing it quickly.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have the capacity to pull it off. And again, I don't think it's profitable. I think Gamefly is not long for this world, because too many people play games like you and me.
Yeah. And the problem with Gamefly is it's very difficult to get new releases right on the date, because you have to be like on it. Like, these kids are like on it. Like, they get them before anybody else gets them. So to get a new release on the day, good luck. I mean, good luck.
Meanwhile, somebody would be like, dude, who's got Resistance 2 this long? Yeah. Like,
right. Like, and like, if you wait 6 months, mm-hmm. those new releases will be available for $15 anyway. I just got an email alert on Prototype 2 being $18 on Glide.
Those games, and the thing is, those kids will hang on to those games forever, because they don't care. They're not paying. Their parents are paying for it. So they're going to hold on to the game for at least 30 days. So it's like, good luck trying to get anything good.
I just go to the store and get games when I want to get one.
Yeah. We've now officially entered into the get off my lawn phase of the podcast.
Yeah.
Rotten kids keeping my game.
Yeah, pretty
Back
much.
My day.
Let's Back talk about day. Video game issues. This is like the funniest thing is this is the most serious video game conversation in the history of WooWah podcasts.
It is.
Because there are no serious conversations on the other
one. We're ready to talk about penises.
DLC is talking about video game junk.
Yeah. And we haven't even talked about Elmo yet, which is really weird.
I thought we were banning that from future
shows. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Please.
Maybe somebody fired him from the podcast, too.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. That was amaterial, you guys.
Yep.
It was topical. It was referential. God. Pearls before swine.
No, I shouldn't have even brought him up. Damn it. I want to talk about him now. I want to get his autograph so bad this weekend. Okay, we're going to go on with something else. And good. So, what games are you playing right now, Jim? Just Dead Island, you're saying? Still playing that or no?
Dead Island and Fall of Cybertron multiplayer.
How you like that game? Is it good?
Oh God, I love it.
I played the demo of it. I played just the Bumblebee part.
I'm furious that you only get you get Bruticus for 1.5 levels and you get Grimlock for 1.5 levels.
Okay.
And then if you want him in multiplayer, you have to pay $10 for the DLC.
Okay.
There's Insecticon multiplayer DLC, Insecticon skins and Dinobot skins.
Really? That's cool. So is it the best out of all the, the guys who did, who's the developer of those guys?
High Moon.
They've done all the other ones, like the war on Cybertron, right?
They did War for Cybertron. They did the movie tie-in for the last one that I studiously avoided.
But this is awesome. This game it's a great looking game. And it plays really well from when I play it. So
it's a really cool game.
Nice.
I would have played just an entire game of you pointing Metroplex at things and shelling those things with artillery from Metroplex.
Yeah, it's you have it on what, Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the multiplayer is surprisingly fun and deep. Like, it's standard, third-person shooter stuff for the multiplayer.
Okay.
But because of the customization and because of the different classes, you can just play it for hours.
I'm going to check it out again. So. Nice.
Definitely, I would have been I got it for a birthday present. I would have been fine paying full price for it.
Okay.
But if you can get it cheaper, it's definitely worth. If you've ever played War for Cybertron, the first one, you should get both of them at the same time, because you could probably find War for Cybertron for, $10.
Okay. Yeah, I think I saw it on the, you could download it through Xbox Live. I think it's discounted. It was. I don't know if it still is. Nice. Very good.
I'm playing MLB 09, the show, in honor of the playoffs.
I knew you were playing some sports game. I knew that.
Yeah, Madden took a back seat this week, and I haven't played new FIFA yet. But I downloaded Walking Dead Episode 4 today, because I'm on PlayStation, and I got it before everyone else.
Nice. How is it?
But that I'm looking forward to. It's, if you've played Heavy Rain,
yeah,
it's like that.
I wanted to come out with a Walking Dead MMO.
They're doing an FPS. Really? Yes, I know what that means. I don't care. Resistance and in theory BioShock are the only games like that I play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by play I mean have sitting on my shelf waiting to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played Walking Dead 1. The first chapter or whatever.
Yeah, I ripped through the 3 chapters in an afternoon, because I was just that stoked by what I was playing.
They're only like 6 hours. Like, I know the first one was like maybe 6 hours of gameplay, right, at the most.
They're not long.
They're not long, yeah.
Once you get through all five, it's like, oh, I've been playing for 30 hours, but they're not long. They don't, and they don't feel long.
Now, how much are those games by themselves? Have you bought, are they?
I got the pack. It was $20.
Oh, cool.
It, well worth the $20, in my opinion. Like, I paid $60 for Heavy Rain, finished it in 2 days, and was like, this is a fulfilling $60 for me.
Yeah. We don't, we don't get that game on Xbox, Heavy Rain, but,
And I'm like one of those guys, I like waited for it, like yeah. I was so pumped for it.
Yeah.
So, that's like, that and sports games are like my kind of games, and then everything else I struggle through.
Right. Nice. FIFA, you have, or you didn't get it yet?
I didn't get 13. I have, 12.
I heard it was awesome. I don't really
play a lot of sports games. Yeah, I heard it's the best
one ever. I heard it was really good. Yeah, nice.
You can get carded for cursing at it, right?
I don't know. I don't have Xbox.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You losers.
Oh, because you use the Kinect with it, right?
Yeah, if your Kinect is hooked into it, apparently you can get a card if you curse.
That's crazy.
Which I would get thrown out of every game because I yell at the TV.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg's in that. Have you seen the commercial with Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion, I'm sorry. Damn it. Snoop Lion.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me. I'm still on VHS, dude. Okay.
Yeah. You're still with the G-Funk Snoop
I just
Dogg?
Got that Gin and Juice album. It's awesome. Or whatever. Doggy Style, I mean. I just picked up that new album. Doggy Style.
Bill was like, yeah, I got ET2 today on VHS.
It's awesome. It's high def.
It's full screen.
Yeah. So neat how they stretch
that
it.
Canon scan's pretty sweet.
Canon scan. Oh my god, Canon scan. But nice. Anything? So not much.
Marvel vs. Capcom. Marvel vs. Capcom 1 also released recently.
Okay, what's that for?
For Xbox Live, and it's a downloadable game.
Oh, okay.
They packaged the old Marvel Superheroes, the War of the Gems fighting game, mm-hmm. and Marvel vs. Capcom 1 as downloadable for both systems.
Nice.
So this is a nice little blast from the past for me.
Great. I pre-ordered a Wii U, so I'm looking forward to getting that in November. Black Friday.
We should all come over and play it because no one else is going to be able to get one.
Yeah, they're hard to get. I mean, I know somebody was trying to. Somebody was looking to get one. I'm like, it's very difficult. Yeah, we couldn't find one online at all. So, and I got mine today.
It'll be like Wii One, where it was like, oh yeah, that's right, I have this.
Yeah. Do you remember? You remember when people were paying $600 for it?
Yeah.
Oh, people are selling. I mean, I waited. We would go all the time to try to get one. We were always unsuccessful, and then one day we just were lucky. We waited online, they happened to get some in, but it took a while. I mean, it took from when they released it. It took about 2 or 3 months for us to finally get one, the original one. But this one, I got I put the money down day one, right when it was released, the pre-orders. So,
nice.
Zombie U looks like an awesome game. That's if you haven't checked that out, definitely. Check YouTube a video of the Zombie U gameplay on Wii U. It's unbelievable.
That's actually that might be the booth that I'm most looking forward to because I haven't had any opportunity to screw around with a Wii U yet, and I'm positive that Nintendo's going to have something there.
Oh yeah.
I just don't care. I can't swing a system. I got one. I'm good. Like, if mine breaks, I'm in trouble.
They still have... You can still do that. I think they're trying to go away from that focus. They're kind of going to... They're trying new things out with this whole... This handheld controller pad that they're using where you kind of... you utilize it with the TV and, you know... Like, if you're... For example, like, Zombie U, like, if you're sniping with your gun, you use the controller to look through the the scope, and you're looking at it, and it, and if you look at it, it looks like you're scoping it through the TV. That's hard to explain, but it's
you hold it up to the TV, and you right. look through the Wii U pad.
Yeah,
exactly. Like you're looking down a scope.
And there's another game where I think it's the same game, Zombie, where you're there's a puzzle part, and then you swipe with your finger on the gamepad, and you swipe on the puzzle piece, and it swipes onto the TV screen. It's really cool.
Just let me look at the TV and hit buttons and get off my lawn.
Take it easy, Grandpa.
Give me back the Atari 2600. One button. That's all I
sticks,
need.
The big stick and a button. That's all I need.
That might or might not work.
You guys there?
I'm here.
Did he just drop off?
I think he might have. Yes, more technical difficulties.
Who was the picture of the drunk dog? Holy shit, really? The what? Mass Effect trilogy box set is only $60.
That's great because I fucking bought two online. Like I downloaded it.
Well,
because I bought it online because there was like, oh, PlayStation will never get Mass Effect 1. All right, fuck it, I'll play 2 then.
Well, so yeah, PlayStation is not. They haven't said what the PlayStation DLC is, but the PC version of the trilogy gets all the DLC with it for all 3 games.
That's cool. I'm
I
sure,
guess the 360 one, you get to download the DLC. Like, you've prepaid for the downloadable DLC.
Downloadable DLC. And then DLC. The PlayStation one gets all 3, I guess?
Yeah, they're releasing the first one for the first time, the day that it launches.
I guess I'd have to download... Well, yeah, I didn't get too far in Mass Effect 2, so I guess I could start over.
Yeah, you should. I mean, if you had any interest in the story in the second one, you should just play through all 3 of them. I played through the first game like 6 times.
The problem with me with those games is I will get either frustrated or bored real quick and just not play anymore.
Yeah, you gotta like side quest grinds.
I don't mind them. I just, you know, I'm like, I'll either rip through a game until I'm just. It's rendered me insane. Or,
sorry guys.
Welcome back.
Fucking mics.
Have you been picking us up or?
No, yeah, we have. I have you on the whole time. Just,
okay.
I was like, hey guys. Also, I'm like, hello.
Oh, so you don't have to edit much then.
Doesn't matter.
Because we didn't really.
As long as you guys didn't talk about Elmo. Mass Effect? Did you guys talk about Elmo? Then I might have to edit stuff out.
Is
not me, it's Elmo.
Is download compatible this week going to be about comic books and movies by any chance? Because the comic book and movie podcast sure as shit isn't.
Maybe we should just combine it all. We could call it fan compatible or something.
Yeah, it's gonna, and we'll debut it on OKCupid.com.
Yeah, we will have.
It has to be fan compatible because if it's download wanking, it won't get past the censors.
No.
Download wanking. Yeah.
Speaking of which, who are we sending into speed dating?
Oh.
Who's the most ridiculous one out of all of us?
Wade, but he's not gonna go. He's not going. Nah.
He would be good, yeah.
He's not going to the convention?
No. The video game, most of the video game guys aren't going to go. Well, no, some of them are.
Why don't you send Giancarlo up there? It sounds like that's a good way for him to start the cult that he's eventually going to lead.
So what right. do you think about that? So,
comic books, guys.
Comic books. So is this what this podcast is supposed to be about, comic books? And
it's a rumor.
So I'm told. Hey, AVX ended. Can we complain? Can I complain about that for a
Please.
Little while?
Because I didn't even follow it.
Yeah, so it turns out that Cyclops was right the whole time and still comes out as being presented as the unrepentant villain at the end of it.
What was he right about?
That the Phoenix came back and restored mutants. And that they should direct the Phoenix Force into Hope, who will then restore mutant kind.
Didn't they try to restore Phoenix at some point?
The five of them from the Extinction Team took pieces of the Phoenix Force. And then four of them subsequently went crazy. And then Scott went crazy and Dark Phoenix-y a little bit too. And then Hope took the Phoenix Force from him after he killed the Professor.
And I am so restored happy me. I stopped reading X-Men.
I'm sad that I read all the way up to this point for this to be the payoff, because for a while there they were turning Scott into something nice.
Nope, he's just whiny Scott.
No, now he's whiny, almost crazy Scott, but also right now he's Magneto, basically, which I mean they've sort of been building to since Schism.
Yeah,
actually since Uncanny, since X-Force started
pretty much, with him being the unrelenting yet I know nothing of this leader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like every other event interested book. In the. No, it wasn't, because the X-Men event books since Messiah Complex have been good. Like, yeah. Messiah Complex was interesting, and it was like a cool, fun, like speed romp through the Marvel Universe or through the mutant section of the Marvel Universe. Messiah War was like a neat little diversion, a neat little like interlude where you get caught up on where Cable and Hope are in the future, and you get some funny Deadpool bits, and you get some really dark artwork and a chance to kill Strife once and for all.
See, I guess I didn't consider those events, just because there's always been those X crossovers, even going back to like Executioner's Song and stuff like that. I think of the event books as more like entire universe, Secret Invasion, Dark Reign, Final Crisis garbage.
Right. Well, that's part of my issue with the change in direction for the Marvel Universe now, is that like the X-Men event books used to be pretty self-contained. You could ignore Siege, you could ignore Dark Reign and all that other stuff.
Which I did.
I absolutely did. But like I have like all the major X books in trade since Messiah Complex. I have New Mutants, I have X-Men, like I have Carrie's whole run on X-Men in trade. I have all of Fraction and Gillen's work on Uncanny. I have Uncanny X-Force. And it was all good. But now, I mean, did you see the preview for Uncanny Avengers comes out tomorrow?
No.
It's like Captain America and Havoc talking to each other about what a fuck up Scott is. Sorry, what a screw up Scott is.
You can say fuck up. That's all right. You just can't say penis. Sorry.
Edit.
I had to. Go ahead.
Or Elmo. All right. Can we use Elmo as code for penis?
Yeah, Elmo, you can, whenever you talk about my penis, just say...
Oh, I thought penis was legit. It was just what we were linking it to.
Oh, I see your side. Yeah, you just can't link penises and Elmo in the same sentence, because I don't think people are into Elmo and penis in the same sentence. I don't think you can do that.
And now we're back to the furry discussion.
Yeah.
Furry penis? Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
No, yipping.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's all Captain America and Havoc talking about what a screw up Scott is, and it's like besides him arbitrarily killing the Professor, he didn't actually do all that much wrong. Even when they were in control, they made the Sahara bloom and they cut rivers and gave fresh water to everybody, you know.
Mhm.
But for some reason that was vaguely bad.
I don't know. I always hated Cyclops anyway, so.
Yeah. I don't know. He sucks.
He was interesting for the first time when Morrison was writing him.
But then again, I really haven't, other than like this past little Jeff Loeb's story arc on Wolverine. That was pretty good. I've been close to cutting ties with that for a while. Jason
Jeff
Aaron's
Loeb
thing.
Writing?
Yeah.
What about Jason Aaron?
Jason Aaron's run on it I really liked when he did Wolverine.
That Week in the Life issue?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And then, well, he took over pretty much after the Old Man Logan thing, which was great. Yeah. That should be a movie.
To alternate university.
True.
Although that's what they're doing with the X-Men movies now anyway.
Yeah.
You heard the professor's Patrick Stewart's going to be in the next one?
I think it's cool that they could tie it in if they can, you know, make Days of Future Past work cool.
I'm really, really, really worried about, like, continuity nitpicks in superhero movies.
Well, I don't know if it would necessarily be a nitpick, more as, hey, this would be this is still the right guy to play this guy as an adult, you know, like.
No, they're talking about like explaining the continuity between First Class and the original trilogy with this movie. Yeah.
Yeah, if they want to try, I don't know how.
Yep, that finally we have our perfect representation of X-Men comics on film.
That would be, yeah, that's a good point. You know what? Let's do it and see what happens.
Yeah, right? And then we can spend 30 years trying to make a movie about the third Summers brother.
Let's just see what happens, then we'll fix it later.
Yeah, we can always make another movie to explain the continuity errors in this movie that we were supposed to use to explain the continuity errors.
As long as they don't try to fit in The Last Stand and the Wolverine movie into it, then cool.
That's what they're doing.
Really?
What?
The new Wolverine.
That's what they're doing. All the Wolverine movies, The Last Stand, and First Class.
I thought they were trying to make it work to the first one.
Trying to make it work to all of them.
So they're not going to connect. The first three X-Men have nothing to do with anything, right?
I thought they were saying that Wolverine Origins didn't exist. Officially, that it was so bad that it didn't exist in the continuity.
I don't know. If they're explaining away one continuity error with, oh yeah, we fucked up time travel, then they're going to use it to explain away more.
Okay.
Like they'll have Ryan Reynolds show up in a Deadpool costume and say, "Ha, ta-da! Just kidding, guys."
But like they have, Wolverine's in First Class. Like he's there.
He was in the beginning, right?
Yes.
Well, maybe he has amnesia. Well, he did. I mean,
he did in the crappy one.
He did so.
Yep. Or no, wasn't it like a bullet that hit something?
A bullet
something
went to his brain. Yeah, he got hit with a bullet, yeah.
An adamantium bullet got lodged in his forehead.
That movie was awesome.
Yes.
Old.
That movie was unbelievably
bad. It's like R2-D2 and C-3PO, how they got they got wiped out, so they don't remember anything. So
now, my favorite part was how the first Wolverine movie was like an early warning sign for Taylor Kitsch's career.
Which one? Who is he?
Gambit. And then John Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was in that.
Yep. But now that you think about it, you're like, oh, man, we totally should have known.
Okay.
Yeah, oh man, I forgot, because they took Gambit and Deadpool and put them, because everyone wanted to see Gambit and Deadpool in an X-Men movie.
Yep.
So they were like, yeah, we'll do it. The, like, behest of you.
Yep. So actually, in reality, X-Men movies have been like X-Men comic books for years.
So when the First Class...
One and two were great, though.
The X-Men?
First Class was really good, too.
What's the
I like First Class a lot, but 2, up until Dark Knight came out, 2 was the best superhero movie I'd ever seen.
First Class, when First Class 2 comes out, when does that take place? Do we know?
That's the Days of Future Past one.
Oh, okay.
Now, are they calling it X-Men First Class Days of Future Past?
Because
that's a lot of words.
I think it's on IMDb.
That's a lot of words in that title.
I just can't wait for Die Hard, A Good Day to Die Hard. That's what I can't wait for.
Nope.
They used that with the joy in the trailer. It's got to be good.
First Class.
I got fired up as soon as I heard it. It's like, this might be like an old Die Hard movie.
X-Men. I don't know. It's just... here it is. It's just called X-Men, Days of Futures Past. It's not even called First Class.
It's fine. As long as they keep Fassbender in it, I'm cool with it.
So what's the premise on this one?
Well, in the comic, it was old Wolverine sends Kitty Pryde back in time to stop the Brotherhood from assassinating Senator Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's how they're going to do it. They're going to send her into the first movie. Because he dies.
Oh. Wow. That makes sense.
Wait, who dies? Who died? Oh, yeah.
I thought it was at the beginning of 2.
No, he dies.
At the beginning of 2.
No. The beginning of 2 is the baller Nightcrawler fight.
That's right. It is 1, where they make him goo. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so he sends her in time to save him.
He sends her back in time to save him from his assassination at the hands of the Brotherhood, because that leads to the Sentinels eventually taking over.
So this movie takes place way in the future. Or...
The framing sequences will probably be way in the future.
Okay.
How are they going to get all the way around, though, with everything? I guess that's why they pay them to do it, not us.
Patrick Stewart was saying everybody comes back.
Really? Everybody? Like, what does he mean by everybody? Like, everybody from the original one?
Famke Janssen? Yeah.
Wow.
So you're going to have the Jennifer Lawrence and Rebecca Romijn Stamos, like, face-to-face...
Ah, she's a shapeshifter. That's really easy to do.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That'd be cool.
Hugh Jackman plays Wolverine the whole time.
Yeah.
Because after all, Brian Cox told us he's indestructible. If they get Liev Schreiber and the wrestler guy, though, that'll be weird.
Well, the wrestler guy is almost dead, isn't he?
I don't know. Is he?
The wrestler guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who played Sabretooth?
Yeah.
Why is this a site on Google? The first thing that comes up when you Google Famke Janssen, the first suggestion for the autocomplete is feet. What the hell, internet? She was in Taken 2. She got taken this time.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Because she was in Taken 1 for like a hot minute.
Yep.
And that movie made a ton of money, so I don't know who's getting taken this next time, but...
Why not? Maybe it's her, like, new husband? Or maybe Liam Neeson gets taken the next time and the daughter has to save him.
I thought that was this time.
No, the wife gets taken this time.
Liam Neeson getting taken would be interesting.
Yeah.
Right, because he's already with her anymore. Almost to death with glass.
Is he with her is he back with her in this movie or no?
I don't know.
It's because he talks about, they say his wife, but it's technically not his wife anymore.
I mean, his character seems like the kind of guy who's going to refer to her as his wife for the rest of eternity.
Rebecca Romijn's not definitely free to do the new one. Halle Berry was in some bad straight-to-video horror movie, so she's free. Patrick Stewart's really the one you got to worry about.
Halle Berry's got Cloud Atlas.
That's true.
And that movie probably won't be huge, but it'll be weird.
I want to see it, so.
I really want to see it. I just read the book. So I'm very interested to see how they pull this off.
All right. I think we're time to kill this thing.
Ready to call it?
Let's kill it. Right. Let's kill it like a dead call cat in a microwave.
Yeah, call it, and I hear the flatlining.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on tonight. Another great episode of Fan Compatible, as we call it now. but I'm looking forward to this weekend, Comic-Con New York 2012. Also, check out our website, wuwa.com, where we can be found on Facebook, /wuwa. Follow us on Twitter at wuwa.com. Well, thanks for listening to Fan Waking. Thanks for coming on, guys, tonight. Good to have you back, and we'll see you this weekend.
Rolling. Nice.
Okay, guys, good night.